time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, for the next 2 hours. We have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. So, this morning, we're going to kick it off with one by Torrin Wells, Skillet's helping them out, and it's a song called Take It All Back.
Got me living with the lights out, chained down like a prisoner in my own house. Shame cycles like a daily medication. I try but I can change my situation. Cause the liar comes to rob my joy. Yeah, I'm bruised but I'm not destroyed. I'm rising like an army and you gotta hear the sound. I'm calling the angels down. I'm storming the gates of hell.
Speak it, lies over my family now. You can't break the promises that I'm standing on. Ain't got a flex to put you back in your place now. One name is all I gotta say.
Jesus!
If it ain't clear yet, I want everything you took from me. In the name of the one who is peace, the one who heals our disease, the only reason that I am free, that
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors. And they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30 and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30 with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry. We thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. We're going to give you one by Hope Darst, and it's a song called Hands of the Healer. When we leave our life in the hands of the healer, who is Jesus Christ, well, it changes every aspect of our life. Because it's there that we are healed and made whole. It's there that we have new life in Christ Jesus. Right now we got one by Stephen Stanley. It's a song called Not By Sight.
I've got some tired eyes, living by night, nothing but dark signs. Why do I try? Why do I even try?
I'll say I'm all right. But there's half a lie. They say the future's bright, so hang on tight. They say just hang on tight. My eyes searching for what is not seen. My mind wants to know what it all means. I've been looking for light. Walking on thin ice, thinking it's safe. I tried to make my epiphany change. Don't let me lose my way. Is this a trust fall or fall on my face? Is this a blindfold or blinding me? Show me a hint to stay.
Every night there by your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I looks like somebody prayed.
For the child of God that's far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone, I'm throwing out another prayer in faith. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Looks like somebody prayed.
Fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move. Pray, Father, please, 'cause I've looks like somebody prayed.
You know, guys, when we have experience being born of the Spirit, made new in Jesus' name, well, you see, we experience His goodness, His mercy, and His love beyond measure. And you know, guys, it's a grace that we don't deserve, but because of His goodness and His great love for us, well, it's because of that that we can be saved by His grace. Exodus 33:19 says, "And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." So you see, as we have that close personal walk with Jesus, well, it's there that we understand that, well, that He chose to show mercy to us, that He chose to have compassion for us. So as we live our life, we need to remember what Psalms 23:6 says. "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So you see, we praise Him for His goodness and His mercy, because we have an eternal promise that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's about being made new in Jesus' name. It's about having that personal walk with Him. You see, when we cry out to Him and ask Him to save us, well, you see, it's the Holy Spirit that does all the work within us, because first of all, He's drawing our hearts to Him. He's drawing our whole being to Him. And when we allow our heart to be softened and ask Him to be Lord and Savior of our life, believe that Jesus paid it all, that He rose from the grave conquering sin and death so that we can have new life in Him, well, it's then that we have that promise that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What an awesome God that we have, one who would come to us to save us. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Sela, and it's a song called "Goodness and Mercy." It will follow you all the days of your life when we are in Christ Jesus.
We all have stories that we could tell, how He's been faithful and He's never. They're all the same, a testimony of amazing grace. So we lift our hands and we say amen for goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy. So we bless your name and we shout your praise for goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy. Stays the same, it won't change your goodness and mercy. I have my story that I can tell, how Jesus found me and saved me from myself, gave me the victory.
He's not through.
He's not through.
And what He's done for me, He'll do for you.
He'll do for you.
So we lift our hands and we say amen for goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. So we bless Your name and we shout Your praise for goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. It stays the same, it won't change. Your goodness and mercy. Singing hallelujah. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Singing hallelujah. Now and forevermore.
Forevermore.
So we lift our hands and we say amen for goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. So we bless Your name and we shout Your praise for goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. So we lift our hands and we say amen for goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. So we bless Your name.
You see, when we've given it all over to Christ Jesus, we are now called His child, now and forevermore. And we know that God is not against us, but He is for us. Romans 8, 31 through 34 says, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for His own? No one, for God Himself has given us right standing with Himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and He is sitting in place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us." You know, and that happens every day, all day long. He fights for us. You know, Satan comes to attack. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ Jesus fights for us all day long. That's right, guys. We don't even see the battle that goes on around us. But He fights for us all day long because we are His. You see, because of what Christ Jesus accomplished for us, and now because of our personal relationship with Jesus, well, we understand that He is the only one that's in us and works through us so that we can live our life for Jesus, so we can share His message, to share that Jesus is, well, our only hope, to share that Jesus is the only way that we can have new life, the only way that we can have that walk with the Father. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, made that possible. What an awesome God that we have that was willing to send and give His one and only Son as that one-time sacrifice so that we could be saved. You see, the Father and the Son and the Spirit are all three in one. And through everything that happened, we can have life eternal in Him. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Elevation Worship. And it's a song called "God Is Not Against Me."
Turn me away, me instead. You say that I'm gonna make it when I don't feel like I can. You see the battle I'm facing and you're stepping in.
With you right now you're fighting all my battles.
We serve Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we live for Him. You know, it's then that we start to see that He makes the impossible possible. You know, when it's in His will and He desires to have things changed and moved, He moves them in ways that we don't even understand sometimes. But He uses each and every one of His children to make things happen. And He also can just do it without us, because He is the God who can do all things. Right now we got one by Jordan Feliz. A song called Somebody Loves You.
Feeling insecure, like it just might shatter, and you're still not sure if you really matter. All the wounding words that you hear so often, but the silence hurts, 'cause you feel forgotten. When the world won't give your heart a home, you may be lonely, but you're not alone. Somebody loves you more than you know, loved you enough to lay his life down. Somebody loves you, and he's not letting go. Everything changes when you find out. Somebody loves you. What if God himself wouldn't live without you? Heaven knows you well, 'cause he talks about you. Doesn't leave your side when you're less than perfect. When you ask him why, he just says you're worth it. When it seems like you've been cast aside, don't it feel so good to realize somebody loves you more than
love. truth you're so believes.
Let it wash every lie away. Let its scars tell you.
Little bit of Wren Collective there for you. A song called What I Was Made For. You know, guys, we weren't made to just go to do our jobs and go about our daily living, but we were made to love for Him. We were made to serve Him. We were made to bring glory to His name by the way we live. So we all have our own free will, and that's to go do what job we want to do, well, where we might want to travel to or what we want to do in our day. But you see, we was made for, if we go to our job, we were made to share His message and hope. If we go travel, we were made to share the message and hope of Jesus Christ. If we go downtown, we were made to share His love. And you know, that's not only in word, but that's in deed. You know, to go about our daily lives living for Him. That's what we were made for. And when we come unto His saving grace, when we are made new, well, it's then that plan is put into place. And we are to go and share that He is Lord and Savior of our life. Right now, we got one by Seth Scheller. It's a song called Running Back to You.
I was an orphan, defined by mistakes. Thought I was forsaken, but you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at, you just kept calling.
We will sing our Savior's praise, now good. chorus right there. We wrote it for people to sing it together. Can we try it as loud as we can? Sing it. Oh, how great is the love of God. He paid our debt on that rugged cross. For all our days, we will sing our Savior's praise. How great is the love of God. That's beautiful.
Singing this song, song, song. great is the love of God. How great is the love of God.
Amen. Nothing stronger, nothing higher, nothing greater. Let's keep singing it.
Singing, oh, how great is the love of God. He paid our debt on that rugged cross. For all our days we will sing our Savior's praise. How great is the love of God.
If you believe it, come on.
Little Brenda, Brandon Lake, and Phil Wickham. A song called Love of God. You know, it is the love of God that changed everything. Changes every aspect of our life. But if we think about clean back to whenever, well, he created the world and then he came to us in the flesh, it even changed time itself. Wow. The love of God can change who we are as we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. There is only one name that we can be saved by. He is Christ Jesus. Right now, we got one from Jordan Cole. It's a song called Only One Name.
Tell you about my God and his miracles. Not one, not two, not three, no four, I know what's possible. Water in the wine, that was just a start. Healing lepers, tax collectors, no one too far. Taking blind eyes, blind a little mouth spit. Unconventional, but he can supernaturally. Who you think split the oceans apart? Royal flush, king of hearts, he holds the cards.
Only one.
Fear into a Yahweh fearing radical. I went from ragged to now raised and redeemed. He can do for you what he did for me. Every time I see an end, he sees an audible. Like throwing mountains in the sea and making giants fall. Just gotta ask out of curiosity. How many gods got a grave robbery?
Thank you.
chose me has always been a mystery.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, we're going to give you one by Skillet. It's a song called All That Matters.
I don't want to start a fight. I always try to do what's right. So put your weapons down, we can work it out. Don't get me wrong, I ain't no pacifist. For peace, gotta pay a price. I'll defend what is mine. Fight for what I love, help me God above. All it takes is one to rise up and resist. Cost you everything when you're at war. Down in the sand of liberty is everything. Nothing.
family, my freedom.
Bit of skillet there for you, a song called All That Matters. So, will you fight for your faith in Christ Jesus? Will you fight for your family? Will you fight for your freedom? It's about living life for Jesus Christ, to be able to have the freedom to share His love and His mercy and grace with the people that surround us. Hey guys, at this time I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30 with Sunday school, following at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30 with Sunday school, following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we got one by Stephen Curtis Chapman, a song called Don't Lose Heart.
Another sleepless night, praying hope comes with the morning light. Right now you're feeling like you've lost this fight, and fear is screaming out your name. When you say, God help me, you wonder if He's even listening. Truth is, I wonder the very same thing. So you don't have to feel ashamed. Let me walk with you through this valley and tell you all that I've learned to be true. Don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. Not alone. I know it gets dark. I know it gets hard. But we're gonna make it home. So don't lose heart. Take my hand, and I'll show you all the scars from where I've been. Remind you how we both know this story. I know you'll do the same for me. These afflictions that are only temporary are gonna turn to glory beyond compare. So don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. Lift your eyes to your Father's face. Hear the song He's singing over you. Don't lose heart. I won't ever let you go. I'm right where you are. You're safe in my arms. So don't lose heart. Don't you dare let go.
If we are made new in Christ Jesus, we should not lose heart because we have a promise for all eternity. We have a hope for all eternity, and it's found in Jesus Christ. And his promise is to us because he anoints us with the Holy Spirit to know that we are his. But you know, when we was lost because of our sin, all we felt was shame, emptiness, brokenness, and, well, we had no purpose. But you see, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time to save us. Just as Romans 5, 6 through 8 says, it says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. See, while we were still sinners, Christ came at just the right time, and he gave his life. He poured out his blood so that we could be redeemed, set free. You know, when he conquered sin and death, it was so that we could have a relationship with him, so that we could experience life and have life abundant in him. Galatians 3:22 says, but the scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin, so we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. You see, to believe in Jesus is to place our faith alone in him, giving our whole life, our whole being over to him, and proclaiming him Lord and Savior of our life as we go and live for him through the Holy Spirit. To live a holy life. 1 Corinthians 1:2 says, I am writing to God's church in Corinth, to you who have been called by God to be his own holy people. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus, just as he died for all people everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. You see, we are made holy when we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. And it's because we are cleansed and set free from the bondage of sin. But you see, when the Holy Spirit, well, dwells within us then, our body becomes the temple of God. So we are made holy by means of Christ and what he accomplished. And when he anoints us with the Holy Spirit, it's when we become holy, because he is holy. Galatians 4:5 says, God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. You see, before I knew Jesus, well, I was a slave to sin. But now that I have that personal walk with Jesus, I am free, and I am adopted as his very own child. So today, you can be his very own child also, if you call upon the name of the Lord, believe, and be set free, placing your faith alone, your whole being in his hands, and then going and proclaiming him Lord and Savior of your life. And then you can say the very same thing, before I knew Jesus, that, well, all I felt was shame and emptiness, brokenness, and, well, not having purpose in life. But you see, after we come unto him, and receive new life in him, well, it's where we find purpose of life. Because we understand that to live life and to have life is to live for Jesus, to share his message, to share his word, to be his hands and feet, and know that he is with us always. It leads us in our next song. It's by Leanna Crawford, and it's a song called Before I Knew Jesus.
Before I knew Jesus, all I knew was all my shame. Unloved was my life story. Unworthy was my name. Had no future, just a long and broken past. But I'm standing here today to say Jesus changed all that.
So now, because I have been set free from sin and death, that I have been, well, healed and made whole. You see, I have a story to tell. The story of how Jesus is my portion. That he is all I need because he saved me from sin and death. And now I have his promise that I will be with him for all eternity. And you see, I know this because of the Holy Spirit who now lives within me. And you know, guys, today you can have that same promise by calling on the only one who can save you. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. When we call upon the name of the Lord to be saved, well, you're saying to him today that you understand what he's done for you, that he made a way for you to be with him, to have that personal walk, to be with him for all eternity, to have your sin forgiven, and to be cleansed and made whole and set free from the bondage of sin. You are proclaiming your dependence upon him and that he is your Lord and Savior. And it's then that you receive the greatest gift that you could ever receive, salvation that only comes through Christ Jesus. 1 John 1:2 says, "This one who is life itself was revealed to us, and we have seen him, and now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was revealed to us." And that's why we can have a personal walk with him today. You see, now because we are made new in Christ Jesus, well, we can say what Psalms 145:7 says. It says, "Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness." You see, we tell this story because he alone is our portion. He alone is the one who saved us and made us whole. He alone is the one who, well, set us free from the bondage of sin. Psalm 16:5 says, "Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure." Make sure that your life is secured in Christ Jesus today. Open your heart, open your life to him, and ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life. Ask him to forgive you of today, and believe on him today. Believe that he paid it all. Believe that he rose from the grave, and now he sits at the right hand of God the Father, and he's waiting for you. Will you call upon him today? My prayer is that you would heed to the Spirit's call upon your life and open your life to him today so that you will have the greatest story to tell of how Jesus Christ saved your life. Leads us into our next song. It's by House Fires, and it's a song called "The Story I'll Tell."
The hour is dark, and it's hard to see what you are doing here in the ruins and where this will. But I know that down through the years, I'll look back on this moment and see your hand on it and know you were here. And I'll testify of the battles you've won, how you
can't see what you're doing. I know that you're proving you're the God who comes through. Oh, but I know that over the years that I'll look back on this moment and I'll see your hand on it and I'll know you are here. And I'll testify of the battles you've won, how you were my portion when there wasn't enough. And
sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down.
what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing a little faith is all I had right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing. It is a way.
For the pot of gold, born with a restless heart, faith like a shooting star, burning out, coming back around, wrestling with all my thoughts, days when I'm feeling lost, trying to connect, space in between, head in my chest, what's it all mean, holding my breath, questioning everything, how do I learn to trust you with it all? How do I know you catch me when I fall? How do I learn to trust you with it all? How do I know you catch me when I fall? Tell me.
Just woke up from another bad dream. I did the thing my daddy did to us. So when you walked out on my mother, that trauma left us scrambling for cover. I'm being haunted by the question, did the apple fall far enough? And you sold me like a vulture, all these fears trying to shape me like a sculptor. Cause I be hanging up and then you call back, I pick it up and then I'm right back.
Seeing double for a long time. Can't keep my eyes up off the rewind. I'm back and forth like the ocean, trying to move ahead, but the past is ferocious. Heavy days turn to heavy nights, but heavy love makes it burn light. There's only one I can turn to, king of the day and the king of my rear view. I turn around, it's like I never left. Your mercy's gotta be my greatest gift. I'm bad with it. I hit the valleys, but I pass through.
Yeah, we pass through.
I see the battles, but I can't lose.
No, we can't lose.
I think it's finally time to tell you. I put them troubles in my rear view. Yeah. Put them troubles in my rear view.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. Right now, we got one by Riley Clemens. It's a song called Fighting For Me.
Fight when the going gets tough.
little bit of Riley Clemens. A song called Fighting For Me. You know, a song that reminds us, you know, that, you know, even if we don't have Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior and we're not made new, He still fights to get you. But the thing about it is, you have to be the one who responds to His call upon your life. Whether you would harden your heart and walk away, or if you would allow your heart to be softened and call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. And then when you become made born again and made new in the Spirit of God, well, He never stops fighting for you once again, because there's a battle going around on or all around you all the time. And Satan's trying to devour you all the time, but Christ Jesus fights for us all day long, because we are His child then. What an awesome God that we have. My hope is that you have that rescue story today. It leads us in our next song. It's by Zach Williams, and it's a song called Rescue Story.
Lifting me up from the ashes, you carry my soul from the dead to life. joy in the morning. We got peace in the night. And my cup's overflowing. And my future's bright. Yes, it is. Cause when I walk through the head, it's gonna be alright. Cause your yoke is easy. And your burden's light. Your burden. God in the drought, cause you're the great provider. Oh, I'll never go without.
See, the best thing in life that makes you rich is our walk with Jesus Christ. To know your Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. To have a rest for your soul and a peace to carry you through. 1 Peter 1:17-23 says, "And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge and reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of Him during your times here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which loses their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose Him as your ransom long before the world began. But now in these last days, He has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God. And you have placed your faith and hope in God because He raised Christ from the dead and gave Him great glory. You were cleansed from your sin when you obeyed the truth, so that now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living Word of God." My friends, be baptized into new life by believing that Jesus paid the price to pardon your sin. And He did it with
his precious blood. Place your faith alone in him by giving it all over to him. Ask him to forgive you of your sin and be made new and be made whole in Jesus' name today. It's about being rinsed in his blood. You see, his blood was poured out so that we could have forgiveness of sin. And when you trust in him, placing your faith alone in him, well, your whole life will change. Because it's there that you will understand what life is. Because it's a place where we find abundant life. It's only found in Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Crowder. And it's a song called Rinsed in the Blood.
Clean. Rinsed in the blood, battle been won. Dead man pulled out of that mud. Baptized by the fire, washed in the flood. Ain't dirty no more. You're rinsed in the blood. Ha la 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 la, hallelujah. 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 Count your blessings one by. Clean.
So if you are washed by the blood of the Lamb, if you are a follower of Jesus, we are to live like Jesus. We do this by reading his holy and living word. So that we can know more of the heart of God. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in the path of righteousness so that we can live a life of obedience. So we can share his love and his message with the world. Not only by, the words we speak, but by the deeds we do. The fruit produced through the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, "Imitate God therefore in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." Philippians 2 says in verse 5, your attitude should be the same that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not demand and cling to his right as God. He made himself nothing, and he took the humble position of a slave, appeared in human form. And in human form, he obediently humbled himself even further by dying a criminal's death on the cross. And because of this, God raised him up to the heights of heaven and gave him the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So, if we are a follower of Jesus, we should be looking at Jesus as our example of how to live here on this earth, of how to treat others and be in tune with the Holy Spirit so that, well, we can do his will, so that we can live a life to truly bring glory to his name. Leads us into our last song for the day. It's by Mac Powell. It's a song called Live Like Jesus. So if you are a follower of Jesus, then live like Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in the path of righteousness that leads to him. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you so that you can be the hands and feet of Jesus. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. Live life, love, and God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.